And if you don't like that, you're really not going to like this.
And now there's something completely different.
One time at band camp. And so, today is the day before Mother's Day, Saturday night live. I don't know if I can use that, but we're going to go with that. So, we're going to start out kind of weird. We're going to do two guys in a fifth of Jack, but we're going to start out with Miller Lite versus Bud Light. So, not a great topic to start your first podcast with, but so
there are some good opinions on it.
There are some good opinions. I mean, if you're sitting at a bar and a guy orders a Bud Light and you order Miller Lite, I mean, is there immediate controversy, or is there just like, you know, hey, we can get along, we're fine, I mean, do you need to go out to the bar with all your Bud Light buddies? I mean, if you're drinking beer, I mean, obviously, we drink Jack and I drink Miller Lite and you drink Jack and you drink Bud Light.
And it's different all over the country, because I'll tell you right now, I mean, I was a bartender for, I can't even count anymore, but it doesn't matter. It's anywhere from 6 to 20 years, somewhere in there, But bottom line is, I always saw something about this area, and it changes when you go all over the country. It's different everywhere, and it's amazing to me that there's so much fluctuation. But this town is a Bud Light town.
Right, are you judged by what you drink in this town? I mean, I think to a certain extent, as a bartender, man, I've been, why you drink that pussy beer, I mean, who the f*** drinks, Miller Lite?
Right.
I'm like,
right.
Well, geez, I don't know anybody that likes Miller Lite, because it tastes better than Bud Light, to me, but.
But it is, and I think a lot of it really is peer pressure and psychological, because it's so different in different places you go to in the country. And I don't know what it was like when you're down in Florida. But around here,
we drink the champagne of beer down there.
Oh, Coors Miller, Light. Coors Light.
Coors Light. No, that was the cheapest, nastiest warm beer. Don't lay it, sitting around in the sun, so high life.
So, that here, I think we call Milwaukee's best.
Yeah. Just leave it on the back of your bumper in the middle of summer and, I'm pretty sure it's all going to taste the same after that.
Amen.
So, yeah. But
yeah, it's funny. It varies all over, and I've noticed that nowhere. Even in Michigan, just the different places I've been to in Michigan, because there's some places in Michigan, like Port Huron, that you'll sell any bar I've worked at in Port Huron has had probably 70% to 30%, and I don't know if it's still like that at Hilliger's.
A little bit.
But 70% to 30%, that Budweiser driver is picking up 70% of the beer sales for that week. Miller's lucky if they're grabbing on to 30%. It was like that at the Outpost. It was like that at the office.
Hilliger's right now, we are actually putting out more Miller Lite than Miller products than average, lately, because the Coors Light and the Miller Lite have, just taken off. I mean,
that must have something to do with the bartender too, though. I think the bartender drinks a lot of it and makes up for that. So
let me clear my throat as I drink another neat. Oh, and, I'm drinking Miller Lite right now, so
no. But it is strange.
But don't judge me.
Strange, and
it doesn't matter. I can sit next to a Bud Light guy. It's not going to hurt my feelings,
No, and there's, and it's funny. It's just a personal preference, but I think a lot of it has to do with peer pressure. It's different everywhere, and some areas are worse than others. And Port Huron's definitely.
So you walk into a bar, and your friend walks up and he goes, "Hey, I want a Bud Light." And he looks over and you're standing there and you're like, "Well, what do you want?" give me a Bud Light. Yeah. Just cause you don't want to be the, you know.
And then there's the old, I'll have what he's having.
Right.
Well, yeah. Just because he got one, you're going to get one. And
yeah. Well, I'll drink what he's drinking. Yeah. Is it that easy or is
well,
it just,
I'll make it very clear. I will not. You can drink your Miller Lite, and I will enjoy my Bud Light when I'm not having a sip of Jack. That's kind of where I'm at,
but it could be do your own test in your own bar. You know, I mean, it might have something to do with the demographic or location or what your dad used to drink, or you know, because we used to do that. We used to play games.
Absolutely.
We went out one time, and all of us had to drink what our dads drank and for that night. You know what I mean? We had to try to find a beer that our grandpappy or our dad drank. You know, that we remember. We had to find those beers, and that's what we had to drink that night. You know. It was just a game we played, you know. But you could do your own test, you know. I mean, it's not Miller Lite versus Bud Light. I'm just saying, you know, it could be wherever your demographic location is. Do your own test, you know, and see how that works out for you.
Well, as long as it's not, the one beer we have to keep in the refrigerator because the regular visitor to the podcast studio, that Coors Light is, I would just as soon have me a glass of water. So, we'll leave the Coors Light alone.
Hey, Mo! It's a big shout out to Mo.
That's a Coors Light problem from day one, and that's all he's ever drank. Once in a while, you'll see him have something a little different, but for the most part, that's a Coors Light boy through and through. But that's all right.
All right. So, we got through that, and I'm still going to drink Miller Light, whether everybody in the, I can walk into a bar full of just a Bud drinker, and they're like, "Sorry, we don't have Miller Lite." And I'll say, "Well, I need a Miller Lite." Somebody get me a Miller Lite. And they're like, "Well, can you just drink Bud Light?" And I'm like, "No, I want a Miller Lite." So what do you do there? Like, what if they don't? What if you walk into a bar and they don't have what you want?
So let me tell you a little story. This is a story. We were talking about this, and I love this story because I actually experienced it. But we went to Reno one year. One of our trips, we went on a road trip while we were in Reno. And one of our trips was we ran down to Tawa City. And while we were there, it just happened. And I'm not sure what happened, but they had some kind of big blowout. And I have no idea who the distributors are or any of that. But there was a big blowout with their local distributors. And they decided, and basically the whole town, including Hannah's, including Sammy Hagar's bar, all of them had basically said, "No more." They boycotted Budweiser through and through.
Really?
And you could not buy a Bud or a Bud Light.
What are those guys
drink? Anywhere in town?
Well, what do they drink?
They were all. That was all about Miller. They jumped on. Yep, they jumped on board with Miller because there was some type of, and they were that committed to the cause. They were that much. The whole town and
hardcore. Like
hardcore,
just hardcore, just like,
yeah,
no.
They kicked them right out of their bars.
No,
they,
we're not
they
doing
basically,
it.
They basically said, they
fuck
basically
you.
Gave them a deadline, and for whatever reason, there was a lot of politics, and I think there was money involved, and you know, Tawas isn't a small area, you know, but yeah, they had all decided, and they all banded together and said, "This is it. Bottom line, we are not serving Budweiser products in our bar until you guys change this." And I can't even remember what the cause was.
Really?
But yeah, they, and it went on for quite some time. I followed it for a little while after we were there, just to kind of see if you know it, what happened and what resulted. But yeah, it was a big commitment. But yep, no more, all done.
Really? Because yep. I got some Red Wing banners, you know, in my garage with all the Stanley Cups on it. And 2008 was the last time the Red Wings won the Stanley.
Right.
And
right.
I got this huge banner. It's hanging over my window. It, you know, and it's got every Stanley Cup on it, but it's got Miller Lite as a sponsor.
Huge sponsor for the NHL
but
for a long time.
Now, I'm telling you, I think that the huge sponsor for a long time.
Yep.
So I got in this, not argument, but I'm like, no, the Red Wings have been, you know, Miller Lite for years and years. And you go down there, I guess, now, and it's Bud.
Yeah. No, yeah. They jump ship, and actually there was a little time in there. I think they went like from a, that
you know,
to...
I would have placed a $100 bet on that, you know, Red Wings were strictly Miller Lite.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
Well, it just goes to show you jumped. There's politics on everything. Yeah. You know, it's and who knows the deeper story, and they might just say, well, they weren't taking care of us, they were charging us too much for our concessions, or you know, but there's always a deeper story. Sure. And who knows? You dig into that, and we could look it up for you right now, but Chris won't let us Google, so we'll have to save that
review
for another show.
Our robot bartender, she will not Google anything.
No Google allowed.
So listen, I want you all to listen this way. When she's not here, we're going to Google the shit out of Google.
Well, we're not being supervised by our in-chair producer. we're Googling like crazy.
Oh, guess
so
what?
We can give you the most recent facts.
I'm just gonna let you know, if you're gonna stay tuned, we got another one coming. So it's twoguysversustwogirls.com. That's gonna be our new thing if Jack doesn't pick us up. But can we introduce Chris?
Oh, absolutely. She doesn't have a live mic, but yeah, for sure we can.
All right, so we're gonna induce Chris.
Inducer. Oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
Well,
I probably can't watch this then.
That's not up to me. I'm not inducing.
Her name's
anyone.
Chris, not Mary. There's not gonna be any immaculate conceptions here.
I will introduce you to imbibing and partaking in the shot that our new bartender is gonna get for us, Jack Daniels. Two guys in a shot, Jack. Because we are going to have to do shots, and you're going to have to do shots with us. And whatever you're drinking, you know, doesn't need to be Jack Daniels. Could be whatever you're into. You know,
warm beer.
We're not drinking warm beer. Okay.
Yeah. Warm beer makes you puke. Crystal will tell you that every time. I've heard Crystal say that for.
Do you got a girly straw? Because. That's what you do when you come to my bar and sit on a bar stool and spin around and shoot out whatever.
She wants a big girl straw.
I don't want a straw. Okay, well, here we go. Miller Lite. Look at this. I did not know this until the other day in Rare Facts, that when you take your tab on a pop can and you turn it around and you put the opening where the tab is, you can put your straw through there so it doesn't float or bend.
That's very nice.
I like it when it floats.
Very nice.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Okay.
No, that's new to me.
Well, look at that. Did you see this?
So over the years, how many roommates have you had?
Oh, here we go. we're gonna get into that because I do got some friends that I've told this podcast about that we're gonna interview, and I'm not going to be held responsible for their stories because they swear up and down that they're all true.
There's a song about that.
There was a couple times, you know, we called it Journeyland, and wherever we were at 6 o'clock in the morning watching the sun come up, I mean, there was Journeyland 1, there was Journeyland Part 2, there was Part 3, you know, this was in the basement, this was on the stairs, and, you know, so they're going to have to tell their stories, but yeah, roommates, oh. My advice, see, now I'm older. My advice to the people out there that are listening is don't ever get a fucking roommate unless you absolutely have to. And you might as well just get a fucking teepee or a van and go live down underneath the fucking river. Underneath the bridge, you know. Take Chris Farley's advice. Don't ever get a fucking roommate. Because I guarantee you what, you're always going to be the one cleaning the fucking toilet.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, you know.
Because your roommate's not going to do it.
No, and bottom line is, I mean, we've all been there. We've all done that. And that's a part of the beauty of getting older.
We grew up, you know.
You start off, and you don't have much choice. You're just trying to get out of the house.
Oh.
And I
wouldn't trade the times for nothing, but, you know, now that I'm older and wiser and, I would not choose to ever have a roommate again, ever. I'll have a soulmate, but not a roommate.
The stories never stop.
Wait. This is only segue into our next episodes with roommates, because I have some roommates
to be
that,
continued.
No, I have some roommates because they are going to be on this show, and we will talk about that at a later time. So
very nice.
This will definitely be the as I like to call it, the never-ending conversation with Scooter and the Preacher Man.
We got stories and stories.
We got stories. I got so many stories, and I got so much musical stories and places and things that I've been through, and life sharing wisdom that you might not have been exposed to as you were growing up as a kid.
I can write that one down too, because I'll tell you what, I got some stories from back in the days of I did the commune thing, I did the multiple rooms with too many people sleeping there thing. I did the somebody's got a house and everybody else gonna flop their thing. When you first start out on your own, it's complicated, unless of course you got a mommy and a daddy that are just gonna, they just want you out of the house and they're gonna pay you for it and set you up on a little place. And
right,
and I had friends like that too. I think that was one of the flop houses we stayed in, Jimmy's got a house, it's all paid for, all we gotta do is pay for the cable and we're all good.
I did learn something the other day that is the equivalent to this conversation, and I just thought it was interesting that there's not a truck driver out there that came from rich parents.
That's probably a true story.
And no disrespect to the truck drivers out there, because
not at all.
Give them a break, man, because they wouldn't be truck drivers if they came from rich parents. Yeah. So just putting it out there, I thought it was. I did not know, I just put two and two together, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know a truck driver that has rich parents. Otherwise, they wouldn't be truck drivers.
And nothing against truck drivers, because I love that, and it's funny. I'll tell you this little story. I don't even think you know this story. I actually, because I was so sick of my job when I was working for myself, I was to the point where I had to do something different, and I was trying to figure out what to do, and one of the things I looked at, because one of the last guys I went and did a job for, was he owned a truck driving company, and I really gave some consideration to becoming a truck driver, and nothing against them, because I get it, but that just meets your story too, because my parents weren't rich either, so I understand that completely. But but yeah, it's a great line of work if that's what you want to do, and I thought hard about it, but definitely not me.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, I was at the lowest point in my life, and I'm not going to get into that, but I called Stevens Trucking. They're like, hey, come on down. Get this interview, man. We got some frozen freight. We'll get you a $5,000 sign-on bonus. And, things are going great. And so I got in a little bit of trouble. And we'll get into that a little bit later, too, that I took off to Florida for a while. Got in some shit and some stuff. And we'll touch later with that again. So ended up in Florida. And came back up here, and I was like 2.5 years of getting my license back. And they're like, yeah, we're going to hire you. We're going to do this and that. And then I go down to Secretary of State, and the guy looks at me, and he goes, you have to have a license for at least 3 years consecutive to do your what's the thing that you need to get?
CDL.
Yep. Yeah. And he looks at me, and I go, dude, I have my license. I've had it for 2.5 years. And he goes, no, you need to have your license for 3 years in the state of Michigan. And I was like, why the fuck didn't someone fucking tell me that before I talked to these guys? And, you think that would be like the pre-equitate, did I say that right? Pre-equitate?
Well, we don't like to use big words here, but yeah, prerequisite.
No, because we're going to have a segment on really big words one time.
Don't like big words? You'll love this show.
It might be a short. might be a short.
Short segment with really big words.
With really big words. And I'll just give you one. Trichodecophobia, which is the fear of 13.
So, like a what? A what?
Trichodecophobia. You can look it up. It is the fear of 13. You're riding an elevator. There is no 13th floor. And, you know, different things. The fear of 13. Yeah, it's just, it's all over the place. The technical term for the fear of 13 is trichodecophobia. Look it up. I'm not making this up. So I'm going down and I'm taking this test for this truck driving thing. And this guy looks at me from the Secretary of State. He goes, I can't put this through. And I go, why? He goes, you haven't had a license for, you know, 3 years consecutively. And I'm like, well, who the fuck can I fucking talk to override this shit? And he goes, me. And I went, you? He goes, yeah, you're not going to get anywhere past this without me. I mean, there's just nothing I can do for you. I mean, you can take the test, but that's it. And I was like.
So they couldn't even give you a license?
No, I had my license. They just couldn't. He goes, it's senseless because you haven't had your license for 3 consecutive years. He goes, you can go to Indiana and they do it for 2. But you'd have to change your license and live in this state and then go there and get a different address, and that'd kind of be illegal, but I'm not telling you that. So nice. I'm doing a pee-pee dance, so I'm going to turn this over to Scott real quick because I really got to take a piss. So I'm not going to give away our location, but there's a little pee thing out in the back here where we get to dump our rented
refuse.
Yeah, yeah. Is that a big word? Because
it's getting close. Yeah.
Okay,
that's
we out. Might just throw out random words that we know that you might not know, but if you do know, then good for you. But if you don't, then we'll cover that on another topic. But I noticed there was an axe. In the back over there, and I just had a random thought of
you've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You know, do people get random acts of like violence?
Well,
or is there? I mean, I know there's random acts of kindness, but you know, just like random acts of violence.
If you remember,
I know it's out there.
We had the conversation, you know, and this is actually, so here's a good story before we move into we'll make this a short story before we move to the next segment. But, yes, there's an axe out back. The neighbor, and actually part of it is for splitting wood. But
Where are you going with that axe, Eugene?
Well, you never know. Pink Floyd because I'll tell you what, last year,
listen to that song last when you're tripping on mushrooms.
As we were talking about the neighbors back in the first episode or maybe the second episode or wherever that ends up landing, we got talking about our
first episode is going to be our greatest hits.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So this is going to be a
So back on day one of the first conversations we had is about our crazy neighbors. And We had snowstorm that we were talking about over there. And let me tell you a story.
We forgot to throw that in
the
there.
The first night that I ever had to be confronted with her is, mind you, this is the middle of winter. We're like, I want to say probably February, January. I mean, it was bitter cold, winds whipping. And we needed logs. You know, that's kind of my routine in the winter. I go out and I bring logs in, toss them inside, and we stack them and whatever and get prepared. But so I had to go out and bring wood in another pickup truck because we just brought a fresh new load back. So I'm out here, and we've been watching. I've been delaying going outside for a long time because I knew what was going on next door, and it was crazy. You know, there was slamming doors and the inside, outside, people laying in the snow and swearing and yelling and pissing and moaning. But bottom line was, I decided it had been quiet for a while, so I'm going to go out and get some wood out of the truck. You know, it seemed like a pretty safe time. So I was probably out there. I carried in about 2 or 3 loads out of the truck, you know, bringing them inside, dumping them. And all of a sudden, There's some little crazy blonde standing there waiting for me to come back out and grab another load. And she's right in my face, and she will not leave me alone. She's standing there. She's talking to me. She's got a, you know that look? You know that look when they come up and stand next to you and they're up in your eyes and they're looking at you and they're standing as close as they can to see how close they can get and go, what can I get away with? And will he want me if I look at him and bat my eyes? So she's out here while I'm all dressed in Carhartts and I'm freezing my butt off and I just want to get this wood done. And she's all, I don't know, heroin, coke, alcohol, all the above, whatever. And she's stumbling around and she's leaning against the side of my truck with me. And I'm darn near knocking her down trying to get my chores done. So all I'm trying to do is get my chores done.
I just want to get my chores done.
Because I want to go inside and relax and have a nice cold Jack and Coke and relax, sit by the fire. But I know I need to bring wood in tonight. So here's
just a friendly reminder. Fences are great neighbors.
I'm getting a fence. So yeah, the boys were over today, and I won't even plug them yet because I don't know if I have to. But I probably will plug those boys because they're gonna come over and take care of it. I think they're starting next weekend, so we are actually gonna have a 6 foot high shadow box fence from the front of my yard to the back of my yard, and it's gonna be a beautiful thing.
That sounds super duper extra, it double extra,
sound,
super shiny.
If you have any
put
idea.
A little sprinkles on it.
Oh my god!
Call
Jason,
it fucking shiny.
If you would have seen what I put up with the last 20 years sitting here next to the neighbors that I have, you'd be doing.
What's the last thing you've done for 20 years? Like consistently for like 20 years. 20 years consecutively. Has anybody done anything 20 years consecutively?
I don't know.
If it is, hey, shout out to you. good for you, man.
Dealt with my neighbors?
Right.
Dealt with these rentals that I love so much?
This is the end.
So
my only
So the end of the story end. Was, you know, now I had, and you can see, and of course nobody can see this, but, you know, you can see how the how it's set up here. And what I typically do is I walk from the back, I open the back door, I come chuck wood through the curtain there, and yep. I can't even see where it's going, so I make a big old pile of wood on this side of it, and then when I get done, I close up the door like we do and you know, come in here and stack it all.
But
all I do in the meantime is I chuck wood through the door. So I get this all done and now, you know, last couple loads, she's just right on me. She's like, where are you going? And not coming back. And where are you going? And I'm not coming back and, you know, getting another load and coming back and dumping it. So I'm like, you know, you need to go away, pushing her away as best as I can. And I come through the door.
I know, but I got heroin.
And I come climb over the pile of wood because I know it's there, right? Because I can see. I can't see it through the curtain, but I knew I just threw it all there. So I come, you know, and mind you, in the meantime, Chris is watching, you know, because my truck was parked just about where it is right now. So she can see everything that's going out there with that freaking snowstorm going on outside. And hanging out by the side of the truck and looking up at me and
that
know,
is not
and,
her real
and,
name
and no it is not but
that's
but,
what
that's
what we dubbed her
but that's who she is to us so
and there's
know,
Bigfoot
so Chris is watching this whole thing so now
and we'll get there
so mind you get this visual picture because now there is literally right there in front of that curtain there's a pile of wood that's probably at least this high. Right?
Like a snowstorm pile of wood.
Well,
like,
it's a big pile of wood.
Like if it was,
and it's all black in the dark.
Big,
so I come in,
big snowstorm
and of course,
full of wood.
I open the curtain, I step across it. Well, of course, she decides that she needs to follow me.
No.
So what does she do? She comes walking through there and pushes the curtain aside. Face plants it right in front of the
nice.
Safe on the floor right there.
Kabam!
So yeah.
Blammo!
She is on the... On the floor.
Hey, technical timeout. Hey, we might have something going on. We might. Oh, we got something live going on over at the other.
Well, yeah. There's always something going on in this neighborhood.
Okay, so. Anyway, that doesn't pertain, but that's on the other side.
So
we might even talk about them later.
Yeah, they're another story.
That's another story. We'll get to that.
But anyways, she is.
We got to get through this first podcast.
She's laying on the floor, face first down here, and all Chris wants to do after watching this whole thing is she just wants to rock her world and punch her and kick her and drop her.
Just give her a good,
donkey punch. Yeah. But honestly, does the right thing, helps her up, helps her get her bearings.
If you know what a donkey punch is.
And then tells her basically to get out of here. You don't belong in this garage. You need to get out of this garage. You need to go away. You have no business. And of course she gets up, she jumps up, and she's just, I don't know where my purse is. And Chris looks at her. She goes,
I'm a bleeder.
It's on your shoulder.
I'm a bleeder.
Hello, it's on your shoulder.
We got a bleeder.
Can you please get out of our building right now? But, I mean, this is just the continuing thing that goes on around here. It's you know, the face has changed. The story stays the same. And on on again.
And so on. Remember the commercial? And they'll tell two friends, and they'll tell two friends, and so on, 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 and so on. Okay.
But anyways, so that's
so on.
Yeah, as we talked the other day.
So buttons on your underwear.
The retarded neighborhood.
There's the tip of the day. So buttons on your underwear. It's a neat trick. And I'll get to another story on that one. You know why they sewed buttons on the sleeves of the Civil War's uniforms? Because they would wipe their noses in the snot from the cold. And the nurses and the seamstress and whoever were so tired of wiping the fucking snot because they would wipe their noses on their sleeves. So they put buttons on there so they wouldn't wipe their noses on their sleeves. It's a dirty trick, but it worked, you know, because they just sit there and just snot all over the end of their cuffs and their shit, and they would sew buttons on their and the thing to stop them from wiping their noses because.
So what'd they do then?
That's got to fucking hurt.
Well, what'd they do then? Men will
adapt. Well, then they put me in this room with all these rats, and rats make me crazy. So you know what they did? Listen, they put me in this room with all these rats, and rats make me crazy. So you know what they did?
What?
They put me in this room with all these fucking rats, and rats make me crazy. So you know what they did?
No.
They fucking put me in this room with all these rats, and rats make me crazy. I'm telling you. So you know what they did? They put me in this room with all these rats, and rats make me crazy. So... You get the.
I do get the gist of it.
Yeah.
So I was looking.
But listen.
Like,
but don't sew buttons on your underwear because I mean.
Well, no.
You get the gist of that. I mean, how far can that go? I mean, because that doesn't end well.
So I wanted to get to the story about the new world, old world we live in because everybody, you know, you got these kids and everybody playing Xbox and. But it seems like everybody in our generation, it seems to be popping up that everybody in our generation is still playing Candy Crush.
Oh, yeah. I got you for 3 minutes. I got 5 moves, and I got a hammer, and I got a donut, and I got a fucking fish that I don't need because I got it on the wrong game, and I got it on the wrong level, but I don't need it, but God damn it. When you need something, it ain't there every fucking time. Unless you get to Popsicle Island, where the best players play, because that's where I'm at, folks. I get the fucking bonus videos. I get the goddamn donuts. I get the wheel. I get the fish. I get the hammer. Oh, yeah. And if you're not on Facebook.
Hammer time.
Yeah, yeah. If you're not on Facebook, I'm telling you, man, you ain't getting all that shit. You got to get to Popsicle Island. So a lot of people aren't on Popsicle Island, man. You get the bone. You guys getting bonus videos? Shit, yeah. Connect Candy Crush with the Facebook, man. Bullshit.
I don't even have to play Facebook. I still get all the bonus videos.
Well, that's why
videos.
You're not on Popsicle Island. And only the Popsicle Island people f***ing know what's up, man, because I'm on Popsicle Island, and I ain't never going anywhere because I'm staying. Candy Crush level fucking 4,000, bitches.
Isn't that funny, too, because they've evolved from there, too, because now they got Candy Crush Soda.
Yeah, not playing
Candy
it.
Candy Crush.
No, not playing it. So I had wrote down for our little notes here the pros and cons of Candy Crush. And I think I just explained it to you. You got to connect with the Facebook. You got to get the fucking levels. You got to get the videos. You got to go to Popsicle Island. You got to go through the ranks. You got to put in your time. And there's no other way. I mean, you're just not going to, man. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck like Chuck.
Stuck like Chuck.
You know, and that's why you guys can't advance, you know. Oh, yeah, really? What you got? Oh, this is some background. This is our robot bartender trying to. I just do the regular Candy Crush, you know. But
that's all I do too, and it was funny because I tried all those other ones. I tried soda, and I tried what's the other one?
I'm gonna do the bigger shot of
soda,
Jack,
and,
right?
And
are we? Do I get the bigger shot of Jack?
Yeah, because last time I gagged on it, so I need to do. Even this one's pretty heavy duty, so I might have to do a half a shot.
All right, so let's
half
just
a
do.
Shot at a time. Because I'm a sissy, you know. I like them small.
Whoa. You know, we could do pros and cons about big and small too. I mean, you know. It depends what orifice
sounds like another show.
Depends what, you know, things, which ones are going where, you know, I mean, you don't want.
Sorry, Jason's made me drink so much Jack sometimes that I actually have to dump up my glass because he just can't stop. Once Jason starts drinking Jack, it's just like game over.
I never knew that about
I'm a trooper. I can hang out with the best of them, but. But it's enough Jack, and sometimes it makes me gag and burp.
Well, this is a telltale sign with me is that if I drink too much Jack, I start to sneeze. Anybody else out there same way?
There's the sign. So,
well, there is. There's a telltale sign. With
you know the
Jack.
Sign. So the nights that I got to finish a show because you hear in the background nothing but a sneezing fit going on. You know, Jason had enough Jack that night.
There it is.
That might be it, right on show one.
That'll be
right
later.
On show one.
Yeah, when I start sneezing, folks, I'm fucking done.
Oh, I think we got an email. That was very beautiful.
Did you hear that? It
was our first email.
Mail time.
Mail time.
The mail's here. Come on. Bye, guys.
It was almost like a.
You think that's the one from Jack Daniels?
Yeah.
That would be nice if
that
Jack Daniels
nice
finally got around to
folks,
calling us back.
Folks, we're trying to get Jack Daniels, two guys in a bottle of Jack.com. You know, we have it registered at GoDaddy.com.
GoDaddy.
You know, but.
But who knows what that evolves into?
So we're waiting, but we would. Definitely love to bring you everything Jack Daniels all the time because that's how me and Scott Scooter and the Preacher Man met, drinking Jack, fan favorites.
For sure.
Just for is, man.
More than a day or two spent behind the bar with a bottle in front of me.
For sure.
It's better than a frontal lobotomy.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I'd rather a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. And then we could go with what Chris was saying earlier about the sex changes. And you might as well just change your birthday if you're going to change your gender, Bruce Gender.
Bruce Gender.
I don't even know what they call him now.
No, that turned into what so, did that turn into?
I don't know. Just change that your was, change your fucking birthday. Change your horoscope. Oh yeah, because I wrote down horoscopes. I was taking notes for this podcast earlier.
Bruce Jenner turned into Kylie Jenner, I think it was, right?
I don't know.
I don't even know who he is now. I don't even know who that man is. It's not the same guy that was on my Wheaties box back when I was eating breakfast as a kid, having my Wheaties.
I'm going to tell you this. Whatever you're doing, stop listening to him, her. I mean, that could be a new...
Kylie's his daughter, right? That's not...
Caitlyn Jenner.
I think it was Caitlyn Jenner. Isn't that what Bruce is now?
No, that's what his name is now, is Caitlyn Jenner.
So he's Caitlyn... She turned into Caitlyn Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
So Kylie's his daughter.
I don't know.
Pretty sure Kylie's his daughter because she's a Instagram influencer.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about the Kardashians at all.
They need to be ixnayed from the,
world. I don't know.
Not only our podcast, they need to be ixnayed from the world.
I don't know pig Latin, but definitely no ixnay. So
yeah, ixnay is the only one you got to worry about when it comes to talking about the Kardashians.
And this will be the last you ever hear of this. Yeah, plugging a Kardashian.
I don't even know how that came up.
It's never going to happen because the Kardashians are Caitlyn Bruce Jenner married a Kardashian.
Really? I didn't even know
That's her name.
I had no idea.
The wife is a Kardashian.
Oh, the wife. So what's the wife's name?
Kardashian. That's her last name. I don't know her name.
I kept on that family lesson. I thought I needed to.
From the display.
But if you.
We're getting feedback from the.
But if you do the, I was
from the drug corner.
I did watch the whole O.J. Simpson back. I think it was what 90s. I think the O.J. thing and the Gulf War was going on at the same time. So I mean, we were switching back and forth from the O.J. show to the the golf show. Neither one of them were,
good watching.
Yeah, it was just you just couldn't believe what you were watching back then. I mean, it was like the whole world was just going to fucking shit at that time,
We enjoyed the Bronco chase though.
Oh.
Back in the beginning.
The
white Bronco chase.
I thought you said the Brock
Bronco chase. The white Bronco chase.
I thought
down,
you said the Barack Obama chase.
No.
In a white.
When OJ was running down the expressway, I think that was the I-90 out there in California. When OJ was running down the expressway, that was the Barack Obama. That was the beginning of the end for the media world. Because if you think back to then, that's when it all started. When we were all focused on a celebrity, celebrities in his vehicle driving down the road. There had to be a minimum of 30 cops behind him, and they were all going about 40 miles an hour at the most. And OJ's just driving down the road in his white Bronco, and it was on news coverage for hours and hours and hours and hours. That's probably a way big exaggeration, but it was on TV for a long time. That's all they were focused on.
Yeah, killings. I did watch a podcast last night with the. It was Run DMC. I can't remember who put on the podcast, but it was a auto or documentary. Of Jam Master Jay. They still don't know who
Jam
killed
Jam Master Jay.
They don't, Jam Master Jay died. They still don't know who killed him. They have like 20 people that they thought that were in there, and they did the whole fucking layout of this and this and that. From Run DMC. And they all have their theories and that.
You will
and
then, never come up with one but all at once.
I know, but listen, this whole thing was why are you what? Whose show is this, Scott?
I don't know why she's yelling at us.
Whose show is this? But no, we'd love to have you because I already told Gina. We're going to get her and with the headphones. We need to get her just like 10 minutes, 15 minutes audio.
Absolutely. No, yeah. We can put everybody in here. I mean, everybody's going to be interviewed in here.
Yeah, we'll do it.
But the next thing. So one of the things we were going to talk about today was push or pull.
Push or pull.
Push or pull.
So I'm standing at the bar that I'm going to go to later tonight, and the bar that my co-founder, Scooter Butt, which he probably doesn't want to be called, but Scooter and Preacher Man. We're getting used to this. We're AKA. It's not even incognito. I mean, we're not going by this. We didn't go get a DBA. To change our names to Scooter, and
we might.
But we might have to.
We might. You never know. Where it's gonna go.
There's only so many places to hide in Kimbletucky, so.
You got that right. Actually, there's a lot more than you realize.
We can go to that pig fucker farmer that down the road.
Well, we can go to...
we'll have to bring that up on another episode, the Lost Archives.
He's scared of shit tonight.
Anyway, push and pull. So this is one of the topics we were trying to get through this show with. Certain things that I've wrote down because I guess I'm the influencer and Scott is the producer. And coincidentally, they both end in ER.
We already have titles. That's amazing. Yeah, it's funny with every business.
But listen,
you have titles.
The influencer and the producer both end in ER. How many other words can you think that end in ER?
Cocksucker.
Pusher.
Pig fucker.
Pig fucker. Somebody
stop me.
Somebody stop me because it's about to get.
It's getting worse before it gets better. So
anyway, so, if, yeah, listen.
Pull a couple of those
hey,
out
hey
there.
Folks, listen.
Or might end up out there for the world. You never know.
Hey, listen.
I might miss that edit because I didn't flag it. So
no. You're going to, you as,
you
as the people out there, you're going to have to edit our own content. So I just want you to be aware of that because.
Don't listen to what we say, but listen to what we say.
That is a double, it's like a double negative.
Right. Right.
But it's positive for us.
But I
us.
Didn't change it.
No, because it's positive for us because they're still listening.
I positively said the same thing twice.
I would negatively never say anything positive about being negative. So you guys are going to have to figure this out on your own. I mean, whether you choose to listen or not, I mean, it's only going to get worse or better for you. I mean, you guys, you really have to just stay tuned. I mean, because we're... I'm getting told that things are gonna
things are gonna change.
Things are gonna change. So,
but the more they change, the more they stay the same. So,
and that's the same story. Going back to what have you done for 20 years consecutively? I mean, have things changed?
Absolutely.
For you, or
probably the only thing I've done consecutively for 20 years is lived in this piece of shit house that I bought for a fixer upper. I was going to move out in 5 years, and here I am. So, here I am. Here I am. 24 years. I would say.
All right. So let's document this and just go that, you know, hey, 20 years from. The date, 20 years from now, for the date, from the day on Mother's Day, if we're still doing this, 20 years from now, we're going to see how much changed. So you'll be the judges, whether what age you are, or if you're a new listener, or, you know, you're in our group, or you want to share this with your grandchildren and
grandchildren. Crazy enough to listen to us 20 years from now, you know, and went, I got to go hear the first show.
And you want to go plug this and you want to hear the first fucking show and just sit there and let it rip, man, because this is creativity in action.
This is the beginning of the end.
This is the beginning of the beginning of the end because we're just pulling the shit out of thin air. So, now I'm getting a cue for my producer that ends in ER. I was sitting around there back there, and here's another word that ends in ER. It's
two of them.
It's Skeeter on my Peter.
Peter.
So we're gonna throw in some sound effects. Scott, you got something?
I might have a little something we can.
You got any?
Well, yeah.
Are you ready? Because there's a skeeter on my Peter. Whack it off. Q.
Oh, Q.
Yeah, that's you.
I.
There's a skeeter on my Peter. Whack it off. Whack it off. There's a skeeter on my Peter. Whack it off.
Whack it off.
There's a dozen on my cousin. Near the mother's buzzing. There's a dozen on my cousin. Whack him off.
Whack it off.
Yeehaw!
And that's the closest thing you will see from country in this neighborhood. So, well, unless the weird neighbors show up.
Oh, at the end of our little thing here, I had a joke. I think I was going to do it's a segment called Jason's Joke.
Oh.
So, do you want to hear a joke?
I do.
Anybody got a good joke? I got a good joke.
I don't. Not on me.
I don't know. Oh, didn't you? I'll pull one out of my pocket here. Hold on. There's a husband and a wife, and the wife is thinking about getting a boob job.
Okay.
And he goes, I'm not paying for that. You know, you're getting a boob job, you know. Why you need a boob job? And he's like, I don't know. I'm feeling, you know, she's like, I'm feeling kind of insecure. We might have to edit this one. But he goes, no. He goes, all you got to do is go in and get some toilet paper. And she's like, Why would I get some toilet paper? He's like, well, you know, take some toilet paper, rub it on your tits. He goes, worked for your ass, didn't it? And cut.
And cut. So horoscopes.
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 Listen, are we recording still?
Yeah.
All right, listen. We got to do a segment where we say everything wrong.
Horoscope.
Yeah.
Horoscope.
Every word that we can think of to say wrong, we say it wrong on purpose. If you're going to.
On purpose.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. I had heard somewhere from a guy. He goes, "If you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna say, no," he goes, "If you're gonna say, yeah, heard, hard, so
hard.
But if you're gonna say it wrong, if you're gonna say it wrong, say it right. You know, like I mean, like if you're gonna fuck something up and you know try to say it wrong, at least say it right, so it's funny, not stupid. You know."
Right.
You know, but I used to tell my kids, and here's a bit of advice that you can tell your kids. It's better to be smart and act stupid than try to act stupid and be smart, because you're always going to look like a fucking asshole. Be smart, you know, be smart first and act stupid, but don't try to be stupid and act smart. You're just going to look fucking stupid. Right?
Right on.
You know,
right
that's
on.
What I used to tell my son. I was like, dude, really? You know, in order to be a smart ass, you got to be smart first. There's a lot of truth in that.
So you got.
I'm getting a look from our robot bartender.
You got some oxymorons in there. So you want to play on words. So here's a couple play on words for you.
I didn't do it.
It was April the 41st, being a quadruple leap year. I was driving in downtown Atlantis. My Barracuda was in the shop, so I was in a rented Stingray, and it was overheating. So I pulled into a Shell station. They said I'd blown a seal. I said, fix the damn thing and leave my private life out of it, okay, pal? While they were doing that, I walked over to a place called the Oyster Bar, a real dive. But I knew the owner. He used to play for the Dolphins. I said, hi, Gil! You have to yell, he's hard of hearing.
So, a little bit of oxymorons. We'll close this one out with upcoming comedians, or we'll just keep rocking because I apparently know how to hit the pause button. So,
yeah, so, nice going, Scooter.
Weird Al.
I farted up.
So, sing it, Jason. Get it.
Never
get it. The preacher man's gonna play you a couple songs.
No. So yeah, there's we're gonna segue into the end of the show now. So we're gonna talk about some of our favorite comedians, and might be yours, might not be mine, and might not be yours, might not be yours or mine, but definitely Steve Martin was a huge influence in listening to Wild and Crazy Guy, man, back in '78,
and the Jerk.
Lost my mind just for.
But that's okay for me.
But I guarantee, man, if you don't have it, go out and buy Steve Martin, Wild and Crazy Guy.
Now we're plugging Steve Martin.
1978. Just listen to the album.
I hope we're getting some kickback for those.
Well, maybe. No, listen. Maybe we'll just we'll bring back the two, you know, the turntables. You know, where people are starting to listen to vinyl again. I mean, I went to Barnes & Noble's, you know, with my girlfriend the other day, and looking for books, and I went there by myself, and a couple weeks ago, and I found this book, The Ever Magic Changing Life of Not Giving a Fuck, you know, that I've read 40 pages that I already know about, so, you know, can't even get her to read it, let alone get past 40 pages on this, but I think originally we were going to do Barnes & Nobles as a plug, you know, for books, you know, the history of the rock and the books and, you know, the other stuff. But
we'll see if Barnes & Noble wants to actually be part of our show. And, right. and maybe we'll they get two free plugs on the first show. And after that, it's going to cost them.
But they do have albums and they have turntables up there. And they're a little pricey, but I mean,
correct. That's stuff. A whole nother story we could talk about. 78s are back.
I mean,
back.
The whole stuff.
78s are back in the world.
Got,
it's amazing.
In there. Yeah. And I got some sitting right here. I got some 45s. Listen, folks, I'm going to pull these out for you right now. But yeah, definitely Steve Martin, man. Here's a few. I brought this box over earlier. Scotty, Scooter, whatever the fuck your name is. Read some of those off, man, on the flip side or the B sides.
Well, we got.
I know there was a little.
Never Make Me Cry on 45 by Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, you got to do the B side, man.
Oh, the B side.
The B sides and the A sides.
The B sides.
I mean, some of the B sides were the best stuff in the world.
The B sides is one of my favorites of all time for Fleetwood Mac.
A gem.
Tusk.
If we can get the rights for Tusk, we're going to jam that.
There has never been an album, a song, I should say. I apologize. There has never been a song that I like better than Tusk.
Tusk,
yeah,
right?
That's just,
you
to
just
me,
jam that shit.
That's classic Fleetwood Mac.
Right. So here's some 45s that I dug up out of the archives, man. I brought this box over just to go through some shit. And I don't think Scott's going to plug that one because...
Because he got the look.
Because he got
the look.
I got the look.
I put my face on. I got the look. No.
No,
little Duran. Look at this.
No 40, way.
45. Duran.
Which one?
Duran.
Which one?
I got the Wild Boys on the front.
Wild Boys.
Wild Boys.
Yeah.
Wild Boys. But that pop.
Yeah. That
and
was
then,
a good jam.
Backside of it, we got Crack in the Pavement. Well, millennials should like that nowadays because there's a lot of crack in the pavement they enjoy nowadays. But that's
smoke crack, you're gonna end up on the pavement.
Well, or so you smoke,
you might want to check that one.
You
out.
Smoke crack out of the pavement too, depending on who you, which you know.
Well, when you're down there, you might as well. I mean, you're already face planted, so you might as well just
little Rolling Stones. I'll leave this.
You might as well
guys.
Just smoke your crack out of a crack. You know, since you're already fucking face planted.
I gotta let's see what the year this is. 1982. So you guys can tell I got a Rolling Stone 45 on one side. We have Beast of Burden.
I remember
on
that.
The other side.
I remember that 45.
Going
to a go-go.
So which one was the A side? Who knows?
No, going to a go-go was the B side.
Well, you're not supposed to tell them because they're supposed to click on the website and tell us.
If you can, anybody listening and they find this 45, you let me know.
I found it. It's right here on my desk.
I know. I found it. I got it. But these people that are listening,
right?
If you got one,
Rod Stewart,
let us know.
Can you throw Rod Stewart right in the fireplace? Because
no. No.
All right, I'll read it.
This is archives.
Rod Stewart.
We just talked about archives.
Rod Stewart. Ay, ay, ay. I can't believe
20 years from now, people are going to be listening to us and bringing this stuff back. Because
Rod Stewart. We got Rod Stewart on the show.
Which one?
I can't believe it.
I can't
Passion.
Remember.
Passion on one side.
Passion. That was a good song.
I know.
Remember that song, Gina?
I know.
Yeah.
And
what
Better
was the
Off
other one?
Better Legs? Off Dead. I'll give him his due for Better Off Dead because Better Off Dead is actually a pretty good tune.
Legs? No.
The Who. Now we're getting somewhere. Now we got The Who.
Yeah, 45. Ooh.
We got The Who. And
that's all we had back then,
From 1981, I would say B-side would be The Quiet One.
Don't know that.
A-side would be You Better You Bet. We all know that.
You Better You Bet.
Ooh. Silver Spotlight Series. We have.
Hey, no, put that down.
I finally got a good one in there.
No,
it's your fault, Jason. I can't use butt mic, so
I don't know where that one came from.
Everybody told me I'm gonna try to get approval to use butt mic because it's so my thing.
Well, that's
I've had about four of those at this point.
But
Flashback Records says
Mary McGregor
just wants to love you.
Does she?
Yeah, she does.
I fucked her.
And whoopsie doodle.
I did want to throw that in. It was in one of our, because Gina knows, my girlfriend, you know, who did I fuck?
Oh, here's Mary McGregor.
Dora.
Bottom line.
Dora the Explorer.
I fucked her. Torn between two lovers.
Torn between two lovers.
Nothing left to do.
I can't get it.
No, it's just not there.
Stupid, man. I can't. No, we're gonna put that. So these are the 45s I had,
and those will land on the show sooner or later. We'll play them live
if we can. We're gonna get them for you, folks. And I got some other stuff. You know, me and Scott both got some other stuff. Fucking,
we have music archives that will go on
as soon as we can get the copyrights. Till God
says we have to stop. Or the RIAA. One of them's going to tell us we have to stop.
Right.
But
so,
bottom line is, we'll get them out there.
All right. So back to 5 minutes ago when we tried to go with our favorite comedians that we're going to plug. So.
Oh yeah, we're back to the comedians.
No,
yep,
well,
you're
hold
right.
on. So I got
okay.
So I got Steve Martin.
Yep.
Great from back 78. I mean, ingenious all the way through thick and thin. Love that guy. My not new guy, but he's been around, man. I listened to an interview with him on Joe Rogan on Joe Rogan's podcast. You might want to check out Anthony Jeselnik. Fucking guy's a genius. So I'll just plug him for a minute and I'll tell one of his things real quick. And he you know, so my girlfriend she went and got a haircut. And she came home bitching. And she walked in the door, and I was like, what the fuck are you bitching about, man? She goes, oh, my God, my fucking hair's all fucked up, man. Jesus Christ. And just on and fucking on, man. And I said, what the fuck are you bitching about? I'm the one that's got to get a new girlfriend. You know, he just leaves you, you know. And
right,
it's like,
right.
So he goes out and buys a parrot. And this fucking thing would never shut the fuck up. But the parrot was cool. Just shit like that. Hey, shout out to Anthony Jeselnik, man. I'd love to interview you, man. You're probably just brilliant, man. And Richard Wright. I don't think a lot of other guys.
I like Richard Wright.
Richard Wright.
He's kind of one of those lost souls that you don't know about. And he's kind of, I found him, I love him, and very, very talented.
I cannot find, he's got, and I've seen it before, it's called the One Man Army. It's like a little video clip, and if you guys know what I'm talking about out there, you know, if you could get that and send to us, you know, on my, our web page, you know, when we get it up and running. I would love to see that clip if anybody's got one. It's Richard Wright, the One Man Army. And it's so classic. I mean, One Man Army. And he's just out there, you know. And yeah, you have to see it. I can't even explain it. It's a classic.
Very cool. That leads me to Steve Wright. Steve Wright's a
Steven
very good
Wright.
One, too.
Oh, did I say Steve? Richard Wright?
You said Richard Wright. I wasn't
with you.
There
is a Richard Wright, but Steven Wright.
Steven Wright.
So sorry, folks.
So dry.
So sorry.
So dry. So awesome.
So sorry. Steven Wright.
He does very good. And you know what?
I think there's a Richard
and it
Wright.
Typically, and I'm not trying to, believe me, I'm not trying to be a racist person in any stage of the game, but a lot of times, short of you know, the old classics like Eddie Murphy, I'm not very fond of the current black comedians, but I'll tell you what, one of my favorites, and he's a filthy guy. He's a filthy dude, but Cat Williams nails it so hard so many times because the stuff he covers and the spots that he goes, they're incredible.
I've only recently seen a couple of his stuff.
Cat Williams will
but I
make
do
you,
like I do
you,
like him.
He will make you. He's loud.
I do like him.
He's loud. He's obnoxious. He's right. He's very edgy.
I think he knows exactly what he's doing in his act.
I mean, I think he does too.
I mean, yeah. Exactly. I think he nails it. Even though whatever persona that he portrays,
he's not,
he knows exactly where he's going with his bit.
He does. He does. And I don't want to go. I don't want to go down the road of the angry black man or whatever.
No.
And he's not an angry black man. He's really not. But he.
I had
gets,
to question it a couple times because
he
I was
gets
like,
it.
You know, and I'm like, ah, if you just stay tuned, you get it. And I think that's why he is.
He's got
on his game.
He's got some great bits.
I think he's up there. You're right. And so, yeah.
Yeah. If you want to get away from the classics into the current, and another one, and he's still current. Still current. If we're on that page, William Wallace.
Oh, the old guy.
Yeah, the old guy.
Old guy.
The
William.
Old guy. Yeah, William Wallace.
I am William Wallace.
Not to be confused with Mel Gibson.
With another black Irishman.
Well, no. Well, Mel Gibson wasn't black. I mean, he was blue, but he wasn't black.
Yeah, just don't confuse the two.
But no.
But just remember, Captain Kirk fucked a green...
Is it before or after he killed his wife?
Space alien chick on Star Trek.
So, do you guys want to do another shot? We appreciate everybody showing up. We appreciate everybody that's dialed in.
I think we should do another shot.
I think we should finish it off with a shot.
I think Scott's trying to close the show.
Bottom time, but
I won't let him because I'm just going to keep talking. So
it doesn't matter.
But that's all right.
Our bartender's left us, so Jason's going to have to get off the mic if he wants to pour another shot, and we have to finish it off and try to.
Son of a bitch!
Oh boy! There it is.
I said that out
there
loud.
It is. Yeah, you said it really loud. But so, we'll get that out of there.
So kiss my jack.
I'm
working
jack.
On it, folks. I wrote it down. I was just trying to figure out if something was gonna.
Everybody
play out
said
with that
I so. Can't use. Oh, for God's sake! Because I respect Mike. I really do. I love Mike, and I used to Mike patterned me. I listened to him for years, and but if it's
all right.
If it can't be done, it can't be done, and I won't do it.
Okay, here we go. So our outro is
we have no idea.
No, I mean if we do like a beginning, like a 1, 2, and 3, we'll just count down 3, 2, 1.
We don't know what our outro is going to be at this point.
We don't have an intro.
We don't have an intro. We don't have an outro. But I'm sure sooner or later.
I'm sure Scott's got an innie, or I got an innie. He might have an outie. But we're gonna play some funky shit.
Yeah. You never know where it's going to go. This will evolve, and we've had a great time doing this. We hope that you've enjoyed it as much as we have. And stay tuned, because there's going to be a lot more. This is a rough cut, and it's going to get better. I promise.
I'm telling you, man.
I promise.
We are going to be loyal.
Stick with us.
We are going to be loyal to you guys, man, faithfully, man. We are going to just try to keep plugging and plugging and plugging and keep going, man, as long as you guys keep listening.
As long as you guys keep listening, we'll still be here.
So tell your friends, tell your family, tell people you don't even like. Doesn't matter. Get our bumper stickers and t-shirts. Merchandise.
And we are out.